Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 7th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings Inc., NASDAQ, CEO Nick Luzza on latest Tech Media Wire podcast episode. Beeline Holdings Inc., BLNE, a digital mortgage platform, is featured in the Tech Media Wire podcast. CEO Nick Luzza discusses modernizing mortgage lending for millennial and Gen Z buyers, the leadership team's personal investment, and the company's path to profitability. Beeline achieved debt-free status ahead of schedule and aims for positive cash flow by Q1 2026. Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core. For more information, visit the Tech Media Wire podcast or Beeline's newsroom at IBN's website.
Network News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTQUF, featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold's rise amid dollar weakness. ES Gold Corp., trading under the symbols CSE, ESAQB, ESAUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the rise of gold prices amid a weakening U.S. dollar. With gold trading near $3,700 per ounce and silver at 14-year highs, ES Gold's strong positioning and fully funded, permit-backed business plan are highlighted. The company's pathway to production in 2026 offers near-term profit potential and significant leverage to the ongoing gold cycle. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, is advancing projects in Quebec towards production and feasibility while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at ANTHEF.
Bridgecorp Capital Finances, 44-unit multifamily complex in Berkeley, Missouri. Bridgecorp Capital Inc. has closed a $1,800,000 refinance of a 44-unit multifamily complex in Berkeley, Missouri. The borrower needed to address multiple technical defaults with the existing agency lender, and Bridgecorp stepped in to provide competitive loan terms and meet critical timing challenges. By working directly with the mortgage advisory team and title company, Bridgecorp was able to close the transaction quickly, allowing the borrower to avoid accruing additional default interest. Bridgecorp also creatively solved unexpected issues during the due diligence and closing process, such as removing a guarantor and adjusting insurance coverage. Bridgecorp specializes in providing bridge loans on commercial and non-owner-occupied residential real estate in the U.S., offering flexible financing options for borrowers nationwide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.